Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. You cool? I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 252 of the Coolin' Out podcast. We are back.
It's Kev.
And it's Rel. What's good, man? How are you?
I'm good. I'm good, man. Just coming off the holidays. Ooh. Low-key and just chilling, just came off a lot of, you know, rest and restoration and, you know, relaxing and recharging. Now I'm just, you know, chilling, wedding prep. Low-key.
That's around the corner.
I know. Yeah, we are pedal to the metal now. Yeah, we done revved it up now. But I'm chilling, man. I really have no complaints at the moment, you know. My pocket's hurting, but I don't hear those complaints.
That's how I be. That's how I be when the wedding around the corner.
Everything
start ramping up.
Yeah, I'm good though. I mean, in the interim, it's been good. You know, I got first half of December. I got my party out the way before the spike. Santa was hella good to me. just saw, you know, a family doing well. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, spent time with my mom for her 60th birthday. So We all good. We all good here, man.
Good.
How are you?
Yeah, same on my end. I thought the year end was looking crazy hectic and then just kind of like died down the last week of December. So like, which was like a blessing because like, you know, like when you're just so deep into something, you don't realize you need rest. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that last week I just caught up on some sleep, much needed sleep. I'm talking about like, and some deep sleeps. Woke up like dazed, confused as to where I was. Like, oh, all right, cool. So like, that was refreshing to have that. And now just, coming into the top of the year, you know, trying to be motivated and, you know, trying to just progress and grow.
I hear you.
That's how it is. But and apologies to the people because we've been gone for like eight, 9 weeks now. It's been like 8-9 weeks without an episode, but I mean, life happens. Like I started a new job, I got busy, Kev got busy, holidays came up, schedules were conflicting. So just, it was a lot going on. So it just wasn't going to work out. We tried, but it just didn't work out. But with that being said.
Yeah, the goal is to, again, get on a more consistent basis. So.
Exactly. Got a jam-packed episode today. Kind of the, I guess,
and it's makeup. Like 30 minutes later. I was definitely going to my head. Man, I see the rust coming off my body.
Me too. It's like what, take 2, take 3? I'm trying. I forgot the intro, but I'm like, all right,
I forgot the outro. I was like, what? Something cool.
Now I was like, what do you usually say? what do you want to start with this? They start with the passion.
Get
the passion out the way.
Yeah. Get back in familiar rhythms. Or if you want to switch it up.
Nah. I'll stick with the usual routine. Upcoming week is the last week of NFL play before the NFL playoffs. So week 18 of the NFL season is where it's at now. Week 18 of the
longest
NFL
season ever.
Yeah, I know. And I mean, it's a good thing though. Actually, I
it's not a complaint.
I'm not gonna act like this is probably the first year I've genuinely enjoyed watching football more than basketball. Only because
I definitely have.
Only because I think primarily just because like COVID's like hit the NBA so hard. It's like I don't even know who's playing half the damn time any other night. But like NFL seems to have a little bit more of a lax standard when it comes to COVID. So it's like, yo, like I've seen, you know, just more entertaining NFL games, correction, this season than NBA games. And it's been weird to like have to accept that because, you know, usually we try to like rush through any NFL topics just to move on to the NBA. And it's like this season for the first time ever, I'm like, yo, I like genuinely just want to watch football games.
I'm with you, but I'd be lying if I said the fantasy implications didn't play a role for me as well.
That does boost it up. I forgot. Fantasy was trash for me, so like that had nothing to do with me.
Baby, when you had kid, I'm just I lost. Now I'm competing to get my money back. I lost third place? because I'm competing for third. Pretty good GM, but not the best coach. Not the best coach. I had a combination of COVID, took out Eckler and Kelsey, but I could have won, but I left Burrow on the bench last week.
Oh, when he was crazy.
Wild out on the Ravens. So that deficit, so again, good GM to get him there, but not the best coach. So,
gotcha,
we hope to reflect on a good season.
Not a scout.
Yeah, no, I didn't play the right talent. I went with Kyler when I shouldn't have, but so hopefully at least I could just, you know, draw even and go reflect.
Be better for the next season.
Yeah, but not in general. Oh, go ahead.
No, I mean, I can't even talk shit. Like, I think I finished like 10th out of 12 in my fantasy league. So, like, I'm like the last person to talk shit. But honestly, I think my roster was perfect. Like, draft-wise, was perfect. Just COVID, injuries. Oh, and like it just wrecked my squad, and then I'm just like trying to like do last minute trades and pick up whoever I can to make it make sense, like just to make it through the week. But
COVID, man,
there's always next year. But fantasy football definitely does, like, I think fantasy football is just more entertaining to watch than to play than fantasy basketball, because fantasy basketball is like a nightly thing.
I've been converted. I fully agree.
You gotta for the whole week, and it's just too much going on.
Yeah.
Fantasy football is like you set your lineup and then let it rock out.
I'm with you.
And also in fantasy football, there's more sleepers, I would say sleeper picks, and surprise players than there are in basketball. You know, just like basketball's like, you know who the stars are, you know what they're going to do, et cetera, et cetera. Fantasy football, like you can pick some random running back and they could just go crazy for you. I just genuinely enjoy playing fantasy football better than fantasy basketball, but
fully on board that train.
Yeah,
it's been a lot of entertaining football games. I mean, it's been a while since we last talked. I don't know where to even.
I don't know. It was like October 28th.
So I mean, our last episode was titled "Around the Chiefs."
Yeah.
So I mean, let's take a victory lap. We still said they was going to make the playoffs. So
That's true. 500.
Yeah, and they would have had to be like win their next whatever. Yeah, so let's take a victory lap there. I guess that's a good place to start. How far you got them going?
Depends on the matchup. Honestly, I'm not gonna lie to you. Now
they got they need the Texans to beat the Titans, and that they also have to beat the Broncos for them to get the first seed. And obviously, that's advantageous, particularly this year, because only the number one seed gets a bye.
Yo, the AFC is trash. I did not realize the Titans were currently in the first seed.
Yeah, so right now, and only number one seed gets a bye. So I asked about the Chiefs, because if they're at two, do you have them doing the Brady route, just winning every game on the road all the way to the bowl?
Who would they face, though? They're at two. I'm just trying to figure out how this works. Is it seven spots?
Yeah, so take out one. So it's 2-7, 3-6. No. Yeah, 2-7, 3-6. And yeah, 4-5.
Gotcha. So they would end up playing.
Ooh, the Chargers. I don't know.
So, this is the interesting thing about the AFC. If the Colts lose, both the Chargers and the Raiders get in automatically. So I saw something about online, like if the Colts lose, basically like the Chargers and the Raiders can just kneel the entire game and get a draw, and they both still make it to the playoffs.
Oh.
Because they both have a tiebreaker over the Colts.
So I think let's not even next week when things are finalized, we can.
Yeah. By the way, I mean, I think they would want to probably see the Raiders, but more than the Chargers, I would.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Big Herbert then pushed them to the limit this season.
He even took them as far as he could take them.
Yeah. And I mean, just looking at the current standings, this is. I would watch all these games. I'm looking at the AFC for Chiefs Chargers. I mean, that's automatic.
Automatic.
Please don't disturb me. That's an automatic. That's prime time. Yeah, Bengals after the way Burrow's been playing with the Colts.
Exactly. I'd watch. Bills, Patriots.
Oh, yeah.
That'll probably be the most boring out of all of them, honestly.
But I still watch because of the three handoff game. No, the three passing game, and then the way the Bills came back and beat them.
And just demolished them, mollywhopped them.
Let's see.
And then even on the NFC, you got right now it'd be Rams, Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
And Bucks and whoever falls in Bucks 49ers and Niners.
And then
And then Cowboys Cardinals rematch.
First of all, I can find something in one, if not both teams, in all these matchups. And then when you add in the stakes, win and go home.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't beat it.
It's just different. Yeah.
That's what I've always been a fan of, though. They playoffs. I remember watching the Texans when they had a homeboy and against the Bills before Josh Allen was good. And I'm like, these teams suck, but this is entertaining.
Because everybody plays hard.
Yeah.
It's like win or go home. So everyone's like playing hard as hell.
Damn, man. Shout out to the NFL starting the playoffs on MLK weekend, man.
Yeah, or long weekend too.
Oh, man.
I ain't missing a single game.
Not a one. Put Braun on like the phone or something. Like, listen to that like a podcast.
Bam. What week was that? Was that last week or the week before where COVID they had to reschedule games? And
yeah,
they had like an NFL game on like Monday and two games on Monday, games on Tuesday.
Yep.
Like, fam. I haven't been so excited. Like, I was telling my girl, like, yo, like, it reminded me of like 2020. Remember when like they had like basketball on all day?
Yeah,
like we just not used to having something like an NFL game on a Tuesday, and then have two at that. I was like, "Oh, this is clutch."
I'm with you.
Yeah, just changed the whole dynamics. So I was like, "Okay, cool." But I didn't realize that the playoffs start MLK weekend. Like that changes things.
Granted, it's wild card, but I mean, with the expanded teams.
Yeah, nah, that's
we got some changes. Fire coming our way.
Yeah, that changes something. If I step outside, I'm definitely going to be watching on my phone. Can't just miss those.
Oh, yeah, and it is a Monday night game now on MLK.
Now, Goodell know how to make some money.
Yeah. We don't leave nothing on the table.
So put a Monday night game out there.
Nothing. Oh. That's great.
What do you think about this Antonio Brown situation?
I was watching, on Red Zone, so I saw it live. I was like, what is going on? I'm not going to, we covered the myriad of, I think we both agree, we think something's wrong with his brand. I think, football. I'm not even like being funny. I just think I don't know if it was like I forgot his name, the dude on the Bengals that hit him. He took Montez like a brutal, perfect. Yeah. I don't know if it was that, but. But then, like, it's like, I'm reading from his side. It's like, why wouldn't I want to go back in if I could hit my incentives? So he's saying he didn't want to go back in because he was so hurt. So I don't know what to believe.
So, like, at first I was, like, completely against him. And then when that dynamic came out, I was like, oh, all right, well.
That makes
makes sense to me. He's hurt. And, like, he has potentially another million. Another million dollars to make in incentives on the line. I had to calm down. He has another $1 million in incentives to hit, and he's choosing not to go back in. Then I'm like, all right, maybe he was really hurt, you know? And also, coupled with now, like, days after that's happened, you know, reports that, like other teams are interested in him, and that if the Bucks cut him, then he'll be signed. And then also like the fact that the Bucks still haven't actually cut him.
Yeah.
Well, he's still on their roster. Though.
That man can play.
Yeah, exactly. So like
that man can play. He was out with an ankle injury with the suspension. I don't even know how many, like 8 weeks.
Three, yeah, and he came back. And
he came back last week. And woo. Yeah, so I'm against the Panthers, I think. Yeah. He had 100.
You know how to play football.
You know how to play football.
This man's wild, but after he left, he dropped a song. Like, did you see that?
Like I saw, I didn't listen, but I saw comments on it that it was actually fire, but I didn't listen to it.
I listened to it. Yeah, I saw it. I said, all right, cool.
But then he's like, Nets game.
Yeah, the Nets game. Yo, that man is wild. He don't care.
I wish him the best, man. You think he plays again for them, or?
I mean, maybe. They didn't cut him.
Yeah, initially I'm like, yeah, again, live in the moment.
You didn't cut him, you gonna keep paying him? Like,
yeah.
If you didn't cut him, you clearly like you wanna just keep paying him. You're gonna pay him to just be away. When you going probably when you not probably you're gonna need him in the playoffs. So like
maybe there's something they don't want to cut him now. I don't even know the NFL's rules on like acquiring a player for like the playoffs.
I'm sure they can cut him like conduct detrimental to the team. They have like all those like those random outs and those
contracts. I know, but I mean, in terms of like, what if a playoff team wants to pick him up? Has that deadline passed? Like, I don't know these things. So maybe they're waiting.
Yeah, so like someone else gonna pick him up and maybe. Yeah, I don't know
the NFL.
Yeah, but also I don't know. Like, it's not a video game. Like him just going to a new team don't mean that he gonna just like be stunting and playing really well. Like with less than a week of practice.
That's true. I don't know. That's true. But there's a couple teams that could use his talent. So,
oh, a lot of teams could use his talent. And or just have him come in and, like, you know, just to tell the teams, the Bucks offense, like, tell their defenses.
Mm.
Yeah.
That is true.
That's worth $1 million in and of itself.
If they definitely don't play him, then, I mean, it's hard. It's hard to bet against Tom. But, I mean, but God went out, and then they don't have him.
Yeah.
And they depended on Evans, who's good. And
they barely beat the Jets.
Like, yeah.
Barely.
Grayson? I mean.
Nah, Cyril. Get that man, Cyril Grayson.
Sorry, my bad. My bad, Mr. Grayson.
Say his full name.
You know, count on that weekend. That's tough. Especially yeah, the way the Packers looking, but again, when Aaron see Tom when out. It matters.
Yeah. We've seen him at lower points and still pull it out.
Yeah, I mean, Packers look but like the odds-on favorite close. In the NFC, but again, when Aaron see Tom, it never go that way.
Yeah, he be turning to somebody else. Yeah, he'll have like 148 passing yards, one TD, three interceptions. 24 QBR, like, just looks like a totally different person.
It's set up even more this year. It was set up last year. It's set up even more this year for the Packers. I mean,
oh God! First of all, it'd be perfect for Aaron Rodgers with all the like the offseason nonsense that was going on.
I know it's the season. It's very disappointing, but if we're staying on the field, he should win MVP. I mean,
100%.
He should definitely. And then the way
you're too easy.
Everybody else in that, like running down these teams, the Rams, Bucks, Cowboys, Cards, Niners, Eagles. I mean, on paper, but he never like that in one
minimum,
game.
Yeah, he should get to the Super Bowl.
Especially since he's going to have the bye as well. Hey, man.
Him versus the Chiefs, that'd be the perfect Super Bowl.
That's what we need. I can't even.
It'll be nothing but points galore.
I literally don't want to see another team in the AFC make it.
You don't see him versus the Titans in the Super Bowl. That'd be probably one of the lowest rated Super Bowls.
Look, if a fresh Derrick Henry coming back, it's not out the realm of possibility.
I know, but it still just would be boring.
It'd be awful, god awful. God awful.
I'd watch it, obviously, because it's a Super Bowl, but it just wouldn't be the most entertaining one out of the possibilities.
I mean, even if, like, the Packers don't make it, there's, like, another team or two maybe in the NFC I'd be willing to see. But the if Rams. The Chiefs don't make it, yeah. Or even Bucks. I watch
Bucks. Brady, yeah, yeah. Bucks versus but Chiefs.
There's literally no one else in the AFC I want to see over the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, AFC is bleak. I didn't realize it was, like, that bad this year. You don't want to see Joe Burrow?
Eh.
I don't.
I mean, if you're going to play like this.
I don't want to see the Patriots, but if they won, I honestly, like got there, I wouldn't be upset about it. Like, just for the whole storyline.
I wouldn't be upset either. But if they got there, they got
to
win.
Terrible to watch. Oh, my God. It'd be so bad to watch.
I watch it, though. Because then it's like a... It's more the Bill Belichick's, whatever the scheme is versus the opposition versus, like...
Exactly.
Which is, yeah, that is intriguing. Yeah.
And if he wins, then it's going to be nuts. With a rookie quarterback at that, who can't really throw.
Like, yeah.
Like, a lot of question marks in the air. Like, and also, the team isn't super talented either.
No.
So...
No.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't be opposed just, you know, to seeing that. Like, that storyline unfold for Bill.
Yeah, but we can follow up next week once these are finalized, because let my lady know I'm going to be busy X time, this time.
Just what you want us to do?
To live in a peaceful life.
Yeah. It's better than running the streets. That's what I tell.
Yeah, it's a spike out. Exactly. I got to stay in by any means.
You see me. I'm just here every day. All right, let's switch over to basketball, I guess.
You know, we got to start. It got started in LA. It got started in LA. I'm
what's
sorry.
What's wrong with him? Your boy. Remember when they signed Russ, you were so excited? I told you it didn't make any sense.
You might have said that. I don't.
No, that's not what happened.
I know.
Neither one of us were excited. We said it didn't make any sense. Because remember, like, they had that report about, like, they all met and, like, they were like, they're going to put their egos aside. And we were like, that's not going to help with spacing. Like,
they ain't do nothing but drink wine that day.
Oh, and smoke cigars.
Like, and smoke cigars. Nothing productive.
No real conversations were had.
A whole lot of speak. Nothing. Come on. Bron is having his best career, his best season as a Laker. As a Laker. You can look at it. He's having his best season as a Laker.
37 years old.
His stats are as close to MVP front. Well, it's gotten closer now, but his stats are very close to Durant's. Who's the MVP favorite? I think it's like 29-7-7. It's insane. I think it's 28, yesterday.
Sir.
28. Oh, my bad.
28.2 last time I checked out. Let me validate.
I mean, he had another 30 pointer last night, so I think
that's what I'm
it
saying.
Might be time. I think it's 29 now.
If his team was better, he would definitely be like throwing up in there. 28.6, 7.4, 6.5 assists, 27.13 PER.
Gave him the splits, though. Yesterday, when I looked, he was shooting like 77% from the free throw line. That's like 90 for
Bron.
Which
is phenomenal for him. Exactly. 52, 32, 77. Sorry, 52, 37, 77. Yeah.
Come on now.
Come on. That's top notch.
And they're an awful team, bro. I looked through
it
today.
Kevin Durant is... Oh, my God. Let me see. Kevin Durant and LeBron basically cancel each other out on rebounds. And Bron averages more assists, but KD averages more points. But Bron has a higher PER, 27.13. And Kevin Durant's PER is 25.32.
Yeah, and higher feel, I think. I think he might be shooting higher than him from three, no? Bron is?
Nah, they basically cancel out. Bron is 37 flat, and KD is 37.3.
Oh, okay.
But Bron's higher from the field than him, though. Bron's 52 and KD's 51.
I mean, hey, man.
Come on. This man's 37 years old.
19 seasons. But hey, that goes all to say, like you reminded me, this is the monster he created.
Yeah.
And they're not a good
terrible
team.
Terrible GM.
They're not a good team. Like, I was watching Undisputed and seeing them talk about the Kings. So I was like, what is their best win this season? And it might be like when they beat Miami when the season first opened. If you go through their wins They haven't beaten
bottom feeders. Yeah.
Like, they haven't beaten one good team aside from maybe Miami. That's insane. I mean,
bottom feeders.
Now they're trying to trade Westbrook. Good luck. Trade DeAndre Jordan. Good luck.
Are they really trying to trade Westbrook?
What was the alert that came? I got an alert from Bleacher Report, courtesy of The Athletic. What did they say? They were trying to convert interest. I forgot what the actual thing said. But like, they're trying, but good luck.
Like, see if anyone was interested, basically.
Right. But the way they phrased it, I'll try to, but I mean, come on. The only hope now is AD somehow comes back looking like he did when he was in New Orleans. That's the only hope. That's really the only hope.
How long ago was that now? 3 seasons ago?
Yeah, I mean, I have to look at his Laker pre-bubble, because that whole season was like 2 seasons. But he was good his first LA season. Yeah.
Every time he falls, everyone just gasps.
I don't know, man. They're not a title team. They're not even close.
Not at all.
LeBron,
what's your prediction? They make it to the playoffs or like?
I think they make it to the playoffs.
Play in?
Hold on. Let me look at the standings.
You got to look at the standings.
As we speak. I mean, AD got to come back and help.
When he said 4 to 6 weeks?
Mm-hmm. I forgot when he got injured now.
I mean, they ain't playing now, so they in seventh place. In the West.
I mean, yeah, they could, like, if they won tonight, they could be up as high as 5.
Jesus. The Knicks are not even in the fucking playoffs right now.
Damn. Like, yeah, them, the Mavs and the Nuggets.
Oh, yeah, if they win tonight, yeah.
They're at the fifth, so it's not the worst.
Wow. Why is Memphis playing so well? That's shocking.
Oh, yeah, they've been beasting, yeah. Even when Ja was out, they
were. You know what we need to do?
What?
Dame need to force the trade.
He had a week with his abdomen.
He need to force a trade. They're not even
gonna make the playoffs. I lost faith in him. He won't run from the struggle. He won't run from the grind. So, yeah. KG got to call him up or something.
Portland will take Westbrook.
No, they won't.
Fam, if Dame requests a trade, and you, who else you going to get? Like, if Dame says I want to go to LA.
Ben Simmons.
Right? Unless you. Philly, If Dame says I want to go to LA, I want to go to the Lakers specifically.
He don't have a no trade clause. And he got mad years on his contract, no?
After all the years of service he gave them, if they do him like that, like, he's like the best player they're probably ever gonna have in Portland history, unless they draft again. Like, it's not a good look for your franchise. That's why these players have all the power. Like, think about, like,
I can't completely rule that out, but he gonna do that to CJ McCollum, straddle him with Russ.
he gave him all his years he can give him.
CJ out recuperating, and this is what you do to him?
Man had a punctured lung. He must have a punctured heart when he get back. It was
that alert. Yeah, that alert come across the dial. I think trade deadline, like, in what, mid-February? Yeah, maybe there's a miracle. Like I said, I'll take John Wall at this stage.
Oh, my God.
We just need people that fit in.
He doesn't fit either, though.
Is he worse than Westbrook? That's what it's come to.
Not
out here doing superhuman things, and they barely beating the Kings.
Not in the system, but only because he doesn't. He's not worse than Westbrook. He's better than Westbrook in the system because he doesn't turn the ball over as much. Like, Westbrook's turnovers make absolutely no sense.
That's killer.
And, like, shooting air balls.
But that's killer. See, like, if he was his usual self last night, they would have lost. They barely beat the Kings if he was his usual self. This is a game he had, like, 9 turnovers and just shrugged it off.
I just... I feel like something's wrong with him, though, because even outside of turnovers, like, remember, like, that bank shot of his used to be money. Now you shoot that shit to the other side of the backboard.
Yeah, I saw one of those land on the top. Like, I hate prowling on, though. Every day on Undisputed, they're laughing at him and watching his. I don't want that for him.
They be going crazy.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't want that for him.
Turnover, blooper reel and shit.
He don't deserve all that. I wish he would play better, but it don't seem like.
He don't seem to be fit.
It don't seem like it's a fit, man. What's it gonna do? He don't expire until next year. Next season, they definitely could trade him. $47 million expiring. Of somebody books, but it just hurts. It hurts.
Next year's the player option, right?
Yeah.
He definitely picking that shit
up. As he should. I mean, that's not even a. There's no need to call my agent. Just book that.
Sam Preston, the best GM ever. He know how to get some contracts off the books, yo.
It hurts. DeMar DeRozan getting MVP buzz.
Damn. Every time I watch DeMar DeRozan play, I'm like, yeah, we could have had him.
Buddy Hill, it really hurts.
And he wanted to be there.
That's what I'm saying. He would have worked with us.
He's playing out of his mind right now. Back to back games with buzzer beaters. Like, he's averaging like 25 points a game or some nonsense like that.
Wait, hold on.
But yeah, DeMar's playing out of his mind. He's averaging like 25 points a game. Like, it's
definitely
on the Lakers could use. Like,
we could have, yeah, kept his teammate too. It just hurts. Caruso out here, and that's the thing. We didn't need to. I'm good that they gave up on Kuz. I feel like even though he's doing really good in Washington, it just didn't seem like he needed a fresh start. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mantra, it didn't work. Caruso, I mean, he wanted to be there. And the point is, like, we could have had them, but they're all, like, consumed in this $47 million man. And then, it's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. I mean.
But like, Bron, the GM, just ain't good.
Yeah, I mean, he's digging this hole, so. I just hope somehow they can.
500 squad.
He going berserk Imagine if he wasn't doing all this.
Oh, they'd be trash.
But then imagine if Russ wasn't turning the ball over as much.
I mean, the problem is not even just that. It's just also they don't play defense. Like, they ran out to grab DeAndre Jordan. I'm like, if the Nets didn't want him, like.
We didn't understand that. I mean, from what they did, Monk and Melo, from what they've done.
Yeah, Monk. Yeah.
Monk, especially these last six games, like since Christmas, he's been really good. Yeah. Melo is, as a season as a whole, I mean, he has his ups and downs, but there's some nights, particularly at home. He's a super sub. Yeah.
Yeah.
Aside from that, Ariza just came back. None still ain't play.
Yep.
Westbrook. I mean, we talked about him. Who else they signed? They sound like DeAndre Jordan.
Come on.
Oh, they brought back Dwight.
Wayne Ellington.
Oh, yeah. He barely get minutes.
Avery Bradley. He's all right.
He's been all right.
And then THT been trash.
He has.
Like.
I feel like what is going to happen, they're going to make something at the deadline. They're going to try to
they won't be able to
get rid of Westbrook. So a bunch of these players they just signed, like a 3-1 or a 2-for-1. Somebody, I don't know what can offset this maniac in LA.
You know what's crazy? He had zero turnovers yesterday, but he had like 3 or 4 plays where he could have had a turnover. Like running too fast, and in between 4 defenders, lost the ball and then got it right back. So then it didn't like count as a turnover, but it was like turnover worthy, I guess, if that is even a word.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
They lucky the Nuggets are injured because Joker been crazy. He's been going crazy.
Murray. Yeah,
and Luka been a mix of subpar season for him and COVID/injuries.
Yeah, that boy needed to get in the gym.
So they could jump up to five, but they need to get a good win under their belt. Well, they need to just get any win under their belt, actually. So yeah, they might even be picky.
But the problem was, like, even in the beginning of the season, when they had, like, that weak-ass schedule, they were losing.
I agree.
Like, they lost to OKC twice.
And then, yeah, that's when, like, Bron started, I think, yeah, that's another thing since we last recorded. Bron then got fake COVID. He got suspended. He got injured. Mm-hmm. So that didn't help either.
But their next six games, these all are winnable, except for the Jazz.
Which you know what's going to happen.
But I know. But they play the Hawks, the Grizzlies, the Kings again.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Against the Jazz and then the Pacers.
I agree. They should be.
They should go 5-1. But they probably gonna go 3-3.
If we're lucky.
Right, they might go 2-4.
Bron's
exhausted so much energy.
Look, he said he knows his body. Well, I'm gonna tell him, man. He said he knows he in year 19.
For the first season in LA, though, when he was like, something about playoff mode. What did he say?
Oh, yeah, playoff mode activated. It can't all age well.
Yeah, that engine sputtered.
The faint noise.
Oh, my God. But it motivated him for the Wash King.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what y'all haters say. Now they're trying to do some bubble hate. That's a ring. That's a ring. But nah, yeah, they should. Yeah, these next six, they could really gain some ground. Like if they beat Memphis and Denver, who both ahead of them in the standings, they need them.
Yeah, I mean they should, but Memphis like 5.5 games ahead.
I'm bugging. But no, it'll help them gain ground at least.
Yeah.
And they need some good wins, so yeah, we'll see.
Yeah, because they just lost to Memphis like 2 or 3 days ago, and they shouldn't have lost that game.
That's the thing. See?
So as they shouldn't lose, but Memphis is low-key kind of good, because they just, like, Ja just went up against the Nets the other night.
They good, but they kind of cost themselves the game is the thing. If they just beat them, Memphis, it'd been, like, cool, but yeah. The Lakers, that was another winnable game that they just – that's another thing. The amount of games in which they go up big, and it's like, yeah, this won't last. They blow so many big leads.
But I mean, just go through these long scoring drops. I don't get it. It's like as soon as Bron go to the bench, everything is over.
Yeah, AD can't fix all that. We gotta flip him.
I mean, we can't sell. If we can't trade Russ.
It's not looking like it. Yeah, he got injured in December 19th, at least 4 weeks. So
AD's trade value is definitely higher than Russ's.
Oh, without question.
I don't know how high it is, though, because the boy injured from.
It's definitely higher. He could have broken his leg. He still traded more trade.
I would at least put it into the trade fund, though. Like, start gauging some interest.
Rob, call whatever. Make them calls on the burner.
You see, but that's the problem when like you got too many clutch clients on your roster, like. Because Bron and AD got that kind of relationship. Then Rich Paul, you know what I mean? Like it's too many of them.
Bron, you only got so many years left.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta be trying to win.
Granted, again, you did this to yourself, but.
He definitely did it to himself.
God.
Terrible.
That must have been a fun day for him and AD to come up with that idea.
Oh.
That don't sound like the... That's what I'm saying. That don't sound like sane people doing. You're one of the smartest basketball players. Your basketball IQ is out this world. And you're like, yeah, I want you.
The person with probably the lowest basketball IQ. Okay.
Good luck, y'all.
Yeah, good luck. I don't know.
What else on the... I guess if you move around the league...
Yeah, we're really going to talk about... I mean, I guess we'll talk about Kyrie's return. It's actually going on right now as we speak. I haven't had a chance to actually look at it.
Me either. What do you think of this arrangement? What do you think that what has come to the Nets for doing it? What are your thoughts?
I mean, I said, you know, when it was first like an option for part-time play, I was like, this don't make any sense, chemistry-wise. And then for them to have taken such an adamant stance in the beginning, like, yeah, this became a part-time player. And then as soon as, like, COVID, I guess, like, wrecks your lineup for, like, a week or two.
It did wreck them, though.
I know, but it was a week.
They had, like, eight players at one point.
I know, but it wrecked also other teams also. And it's like, now you have a player who only can play on the road.
Yeah,
I mean, I like to me, like,
I ain't mad at him.
I'm not mad at, but I think it's like the hypocrisy in it. It's just like
That's what I don't come out that strongly.
Yeah, it's like a strong stance, and it's like,
Y'all have a smarter staff than me. So, like, when I said, "Oh, you know, it'd be like weird if you did it," like everything you said, and also players, you're gonna have your players being questioned about this day in and day out. I wasn't thinking about the possibilities of COVID and you actually like needing this player and stuff. Like, there's no reason for come out that adamantly.
Yeah.
Because now, like you said, you look hypocritical, but you're not trying to, like, you know, take a stand on COVID. You're here to win a championship. So,
yeah, exactly. So that's what they're doing.
And you make the East more interesting as well.
How does this work in the playoffs, though?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I was wondering. And then it's like, what do you hope for? Obviously, you want to finish series as quick as possible, but it's a playoffs. Teams get better. It doesn't work that way. So it's like, if you don't get home court advantage and the Bucks do, I don't even... It's so many... Because you can just steal home court. Go.
I think that's what they're trying to do, though, is like protect their number one seed and just make sure they have home court advantage.
Out here busy on the Lakers. I ain't even looking the East. What's going on?
So I'm saying I don't know what else they'll be trying to gain from this. You have a player who can only play in half the playoff games.
Yeah, right now. Oh no, right there. They're second in the East. They tie with the Bucks.
Oh, the Bucks topped them.
Yeah, the Mighty Bulls, the Rosen's Bulls, could have had them. But anywho. Yeah, they tied with the Bucks.
Speaking of them real quick, though, I'm actually shocked at how well that they, like, how fast that they mesh.
I am too. I thought it was
Nets, I actually enjoyed watching them play.
And Heat. Yeah, I didn't see this. No. I didn't see this.
I don't think anyone did.
In a playoff series, they're third. Instead of the Heat, I'd have the Bulls. But I still have the Nets and Bucks above them. And I think that's ultimately what the Eastern Conference Finals are going to look like.
But yeah.
This is amazing for Chicago. I'm happy for them. This is
I'm happy for me. Just want one more compelling playoff.
That is true.
Yeah. That's true. I used to hate when the East always had that one NBA TV series with Toronto mm-hmm. and Indiana, something like that. Yeah. When you knew going in, I'm not gonna watch a single game of this.
Damn, the Celtics
They in 10th, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not looking that good this year.
But they all hovering around the same for a play-in. Damn, that play-in line is
it's close.
Damn.
It's close. I don't know.
I mean, yeah, it'd be interesting to see how this all you gotta do is steal one game on the road when you have your full team, so then you get home court back. So I don't know.
Imagine they win a championship with this man playing half of their games.
Imagine.
That would be nuts.
Oh. No, what would be nuts is the Warriors make the finals and then he can't play at all. if Steph don't bring that home, back on your ass.
Yeah.
Wardell.
I'll be back on that.
With Clay too? Oh, yeah.
Clay coming back.
Yeah,
sometime this week.
I was wrong on the Suns. They're way better. They're better than last season. When I disrespected them,
I did not see them.
But then my whole premise was off. I was looking at the Western Conference Finals, like who's gonna get sacrificed to the Lakers, and that's when I picked the Warriors, which is looking good for us. But the other side of the equation.
Once you start with the wrong, every part of the equation after that is just all.
My revise now is they would look like, I guess it's them and the Suns. They're pretty equal now, but when Clay come back,
that's gonna be a game changer.
Even if Clay didn't come back, I gotta go with the star power. Let me not say that.
You got two people that two top five shooters of all time.
No, I was gonna say even if Klay didn't come back, I'd probably gravitate toward the Warriors. But then I stopped myself. I need to do further opposite reflection. No. With Klay back now, even if he's just
I thought you were saying even when Klay comes back, that meant nothing. I was like, oh,
all right. Bro, chill.
Man, love Arizona.
Hell no, they're even now, and then you drop in Klay, it's the Warriors. It's the Warriors. They should go to the finals, but
I'm listening to you talk. That's what I thought you said.
I'm seeing some Jazz love it. Just stop it, y'all.
That's never going anywhere.
I'm glad y'all figured out the regular season. Year in and year out. That's an accomplishment.
They got that mastered.
Yeah.
They got that shit down pat. They mastered it.
That's hilarious.
they got it.
Now it's a blessing. I would kill for the Lakers to master the regular season.
Right now, at this point, yeah.
So that's not quite a slight.
They know what they're doing.
That's hilarious.
Rudy Gobert.
They about to have two All-Stars. I mean, good for y'all.
And Spider, as you like to call him. It's just, they're not going far.
No.
Second round, always. They do this every single year.
I would love to see them against I'm looking at the current standings at the playoff start. I would love to see them against the Mavs. All Luka's known is the Clippers in the playoffs. I want to see what he does.
He needs to see something different. Yeah, it's not fair to him.
All he's known is a elite wing defender. So let me see what he does when he could just. But we'll see.
Lance Stephenson, I'm sorry, I'm watching the Nets game. Lance Stephenson out here playing like
on the Pacers? Like
old Lance. Yeah. On that 10-day.
Damn, man. I wonder how
12 points in the first quarter.
Oh, damn. Let me shut up.
You might get a second 10-day.
I'm about to let me shut up. How's Kyrie looking?
He ain't scored yet. Got his shot blocked, shot something too long.
Oh,
get back into the groove. Yeah, it's early. Ooh.
Sir, who's Duke Jr.?
Huh?
David Duke Jr.?
That's Nets not star what that says.
What? I'm on the app.
Isn't David Dukes like, Dave Dukes is like the, I mean, I don't make sense. Isn't that the founder of the KKK or something like that?
Fam, I would not be. Now you're going to make me put my phone in the screen. Look at this.
There is no, oh.
So, yeah, man. Now I had to show my. I think I'm evoking the KKK.
I was like, fam, what are you talking about?
What happened in our time off?
I don't know. I was like, I don't know this man.
I don't either.
He was in the starting lineup?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that, man.
Oh, they're going to get Harris back? I'm got the Nets again. Nets
Buck. Oh, Joe?
But then again, them lights. We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Joe don't show up in the playoffs either. He mastered the regular season as well. he don't show up with a count.
So you still got Bucks over Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals?
I said what I said.
All right.
Giannis is the best player. Longevity, I'm telling you, he younger. I think Giannis has more impacts on better in the sense that he has more impact on winning.
I'm not mad at that, but I would still pick Durant slightly. But you're right. You're right.
Both sides of the court.
You're right.
Both sides of the court. Man, it's too many game-winning blocks. Crazy stuff.
I know, but Durant, he's unguardable. And he can play good defense. He's not on Giannis level defensively, but Giannis not on his level offensively.
He not, but who can guard Giannis also? Giannis hasn't gotten shut down in a while. Like that build the wall shit is done.
Oh, yeah. That's it, yeah. I mean, it's just your preference, I guess. Durant, Giannis. What is it? Harden and Middleton? I mean, this chubby Harden, I mean, it's Middleton currently.
No, they're equivalent.
And I currently, yeah.
No, Kyrie's better than Jrue Holiday. Don't even.
Historically, like Harden's better than Middleton historically, but I mean, Kyrie just came back. Don't know what he is. And Harden, he's had some good games lately, but through most of the season, I know
since he came back from injury, he's been looking good.
What injury? Did he have a second injury or you mean?
Sorry, COVID, my bad.
Oh, okay.
Right. that thyroid problem he had, that was supposed to balloon up.
Yeah, look, it's impressive. I mean, he wilded out on the Lakers, and if you're doing that, and you're not in your bed, look, you're
first. Anybody can wild out on the Lakers, though.
Yeah, let me see his last couple. He's had some good games here and there, but I ain't that emboldened. I thought before the season we getting Durant and Harden. Nah, it's Durant, but then it's like,
yeah.
I mean, it's James. It's James.
Yeah, that's James. Yeah.
He cool, but he ain't been him.
Yo, Lance Stephenson is going crazy right now.
I respect it. Don't just drop them 10 days. Fight for yours. We bringing back Stanley Johnson in LA.
How much this man? He got at least like 15 points or 17 points in his first quarter. And just hit a quarter ending like buzzer beater.
He got 20 points. He 8 for 9 for 20 points.
I told you he had something.
This is crazy.
I'm like, I got it all in the side. I'm like, yo, I just keep seeing him shimmying and playing the guitar like he used to.
That's
crazy. And I'm like, yo, he got 20 points. He might get a second 10 day.
Good for him.
Yeah, word.
You surprised Isaiah Thomas ain't get a second 10 day in LA?
Nah. He was doing too much. It felt like when he was in Cleveland again. He's playing with Ron then. when he had to prove that he was like on the same level as Bronny, he was shooting the ball every time he touched his hands.
Oof.
Ooh, and they going one, and they going 1-for-9 at that. Like,
oh no, Harden been good, man. He been good lately.
I told you he back.
I take it back. His That's last hard. Game wasn't the best.
He just not the beard again. He's Harden.
Yeah, he had a string of 30 pointers his last like 4 or 5.
Wendy's. Fat boy me just came out. Did you hear that? So with his grandma, ooh, Wendy's shit. What else we got?
What game is this? How far in the season are they? No, you could go. 35.
Huh. You want to discuss this? You got anything else on NBA?
No.
You want to discuss wrong. The Jay-Z versus challenge thingy?
Yeah, that's another thing. Again, I stay home a lot now. So I was actually listening to that Twitter Spaces.
Yeah.
And I look, my stance has been the same. And Jay-Z's one of my favorite artists. I get it. Yeah. But to be like, no one, first of all, obviously Drake can. You can't say the biggest hip-hop hit maker of all time can't see you in the verse. Like, that they don't even. All right, let me gather my. I think Drake, Kanye, and Wayne, if he prayed his selections right, could definitely go against Jay-Z. Could they all lose against Jay-Z? Yes, I think so.
Depending on what songs they're playing. What songs he plays. Yes.
Where they're playing. Like, if you do this at MSG or Barclays, then don't even show
Jay-Z's
up.
Jay-Z's definitely,
Hove is mythical.
I get it.
But like to be like this, not even a competition, then it's like I don't.
Nah, Drake definitely get more global international spends.
That's what I'm saying. If we do this on like a neutral site and
they did it in the middle of Kansas, like
yeah. Cause versus is more. If they did one when it first came out, when it was like hit for. But like this latest incarnation, at least the last one I watched was Lox Dipset. Yeah, Hove does his Grammy freestyle in the garden, and Jada was killing Dipset with like the FU freestyle, and the crowd was singing word for word. I get it. Jay-Z's God here. I get it, as he should be. Again, he's one of my. But to go back to, I don't think that's disrespect to say that like a Kanye and Drake, in my opinion, Lil Wayne are like just a tier. I don't agree. There's few people.
I'll get into reading some Twitter, going to the Twitter sphere. People in Atlanta were like, Future.
I saw Future. I saw
Outkast.
Mm.
They have bangers, but it's like, it depends. Like, I feel like Jay-Z's music is in like versus style. Like,
I feel like him and the three I mentioned have the mix. Like, I'm not going to disrespect Future, but I just think he's a slight tear down from those four. For them, for me, they did amount. They could do everything.
Depending on how many songs you play.
The freestyles. The four, they got the hits. They got the cult classics. They got the freestyles. I don't know if Future has hits, but, like, hits to rival. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you know, they can go in any direction you so choose.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye can't really go mixtape, but. He's so beloved. He needs to be in that career, in my opinion. Yeah.
Kanye can do what he wants.
So I just think that's just a slight dip. I think people are sleeping on Future. I do think so, but not in regards to.
Kodak Black said he challenged Jay-Z.
Chill.
He said he'll give him
just sign over your rights if you want. Just give it to him.
If you do that ego.
That's another thing. Get that to charity.
What do you want with that?
God. But then again, if like Jay-Z came to Atlanta and stand next to Future, then that's a whole nother.
He might get booed off stage, honestly.
You come to Atlanta, stand at.
He might Outcast, get booed off stage. He might
reunited,
get booed off
stage. Performing songs together for the first time in God knows when in Atlanta.
He might get booed off stage. Like, niggas in Atlanta so many don't want to hear. They don't want to hear Reasonable Doubt. Mm-hmm. They're not going to want to hear Empire State of Mind.
No. No. Nope. That's when they go on the high remix.
They're not even going to even entertain a thought of it. The fuck call was that? They're not going to want to hear that. So it really depends on where you at. Like, where you guys, where the, I guess the challenge takes place. Like,
yeah, again, yeah, like, if any nigga agreed to come and do a versus in, I would assume it'd be Barkley since he had the ownership. Yeah. You crazy. Mm-hmm. You stupid.
He mythical up here.
I hope your bag was big enough. It's true. It's true. It's true.
Anywhere past that line.
I mean, could Jay go see Snoop in L.A.? I don't know. At the crypto, I don't know.
Ooh,
he should maybe. Be, but the hometown... On paper, it's definitely Jay for me.
You got
LA, everybody in there.
He bring out Dre and they do
nothing but a. Come on. I mean, there's so many like.
I know, but if they did that, though, that shit might bring back the East Coast, West Coast rock. So just being there hating. I guess it just matters on like locale.
That's really what it comes to. If you, this is something for me, if you say on paper, then yes, he can be beat from the people I mentioned. He just can on paper.
Yeah, those
then
three. Yeah, add in,
it,
those,
again,
are, those are global stars. Like
with
Jay-Z
catalog.
Obviously, Jay-Z's known, but like the music the music don't go as far as Drake's.
No,
Kanye's
he don't have way. The like. Nah, nobody got the hits Drake got. I don't know if he has as many. Let me not say hit. Let me do tangible things like. Top 100, top 50, discharted. Again, so when you say, that's what I mean when I say hits. But again, I get it. It depends. He doesn't have the extensive of like a Drake and Kanye. Maybe.
But those in Barclays, you're right. Like, yeah, he ain't losing no matter who.
Oh, no.
He ain't just losing. Just off the strength.
No. He zoom in to New York, he ain't losing.
Yeah.
He performed from his palace in LA or something.
Yeah,
he ain't losing. I hate when I wish he would do one though. It'd be so
He ain't doing.
Yeah, I know you're not. It'd be so well done. The people he could bring out.
Yeah, it was smart of him though. You know, it keeps him relevant with the younger generation.
Yeah, because you know? That's the thing. He got everybody like. Above our age. He mythical.
Yeah.
We get it. Yeah. He looked as the greatest rapper. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. But yeah, the youth.
Like, what this thing talk about?
What, yeah, it's like, yo, what NBA Youngboy, like, yo, you don't want it. I mean.
He might lose NBA Youngboy, honestly. Like, he might lose.
Get a couple Gen Zers in here.
They ain't trying to hear that.
Beyonce husband, huh? Yeah.
I don't know how you got her. It'd be a lot of that.
But yeah, he'll never do one. So those four probably.
They can't pay him enough to do one.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. But yeah.
I saw a report say like the next one is supposed to be Lil Flip. And I just didn't even read who we're supposed to be going against.
Come on.
I just shut the article down. I was like, there's no way Jay-Z's doing something like this. When your next one, Lil Flipper, I was like,
I miss the days when T.I. wanted to do one.
Now think about this, even this, Lil Flip and was probably still loved in Houston.
Yeah.
But like, so I don't want to hear that though.
I don't want to, come on. No.
Wait, what's that one song he had though? Like that was like, really pop.
Game over. Flip. Game over.
Yo.
That's a little flipper. Watch your tongue. That's a little
legend.
Flipper to you. That's a little flipper. I miss the days when T.I. wanted to do one, when he was calling out 50. But
that'd be tough.
I just want to see people that music... I'm highly interested in. Damn, yo. Speaking of, well, Fifth tried to discredit him. So that's not going to happen. But I mean, if T.I. still want to do one, I mean, Future Hendrix just right there. Oh. Do that one.
That's definitely a generational thing as well at this point.
Yeah.
Because T.I. in his 40s. I mean, Future damn near about to be in his 40s too, but he just speaks more to the...
Right.
Gen Z is. Yeah.
Where T.I. first album came out, what was that, 02, 03?
I'm serious, yeah. Like, that was a minute ago.
That might be 01. I was 10.
That was 01. Yeah, because that second album, Rough Band Man, that came out 03.
Trap Music. Damn, yo.
God damn.
Fired this. Yeah, man. But hey, good luck swishing Timbaland. There's not a lot of these willing hip hop participants. Well, there probably are a lot. I mean, that I want to
see. Flip.
Hopefully somebody. Now I got to see who he's going to be going against.
He asked for $3 million and now he's down to 500. He must really want to do it.
I mean, look, we all got to be humble sometimes. So Swiss and Timbaland, kindly explain to him, look.
This ain't 2005.
Yeah.
I don't even know what songs he would play.
He wanted $1 million for verses with T.I.? You don't want them problems.
What songs did he play besides Game Over? He had
That's what
song.
I'm saying.
No, he had that song called Sunshine.
Fam. Like you calling out T.I.? Oh, no.
He ain't gonna do it with T.I.
No. T.I. ain't gonna do it with him. That's a fact. You calling out, you're not calling.
Well, maybe he will.
Go from calling out 50 Cent to.
Quick money, confidence booster.
Come on, man.
Nah, T.I. ain't doing that. He got too many hits.
Too many. That ain't even. Come on, man.
He got the two songs I know of off the top of my head.
Come
Game
on,
Game Over,
man.
And then Sunshine.
Stop it.
I don't know anything else he's made. Stop it.
Don't call out. Leave T.I. alone.
What about a Ludacris versus T.I.? That'd be good.
I would have liked that, but I don't know who's going to. Well, Jada repeated, but. Because Luda did one with Nelly, so I don't know if you're going to do one again.
That's what
they should have done originally.
Yeah, I forgot. That was early in the pandemic. That was a good
one. Yeah, that was like last summer, I think. Yeah, I remember.
That was like the originals, yeah. That was good.
I think that's when like everything was shut down at like 6.
And everyone was watching that.
Yeah. Shit.
They were doing numbers.
Damn. Ooh.
Yeah, I forgot about that shit. The good old days of lockdown.
Hey. I'm missing too much.
I don't know why I thought about this, bro. Like the first couple weeks when we went on lockdown, like ESPN had a horse tournament.
Oh.
Like basketball horse. Over
Zoom. Oh, I remember that, the grainy footage. Oh, yeah. It was ugly. Man.
Bro, I was watching that. I'm like, this is it. This is what I have to like live for right now.
We had Mike every Sunday, and then I don't even know what else. We had The Last Dance, and then...
This shit was depressing.
Oh, yeah. Seeing these television people from their homes in their shoe closets and such.
Word. I've never run so much in my life.
Damn.
You just run it. It's like the only time I can get outside.
That's coming on 2 years. Jesus Christ.
I know. Now they got this flu grown up.
Yeah, COVID, like, yo, we still coming. Nah, we ain't letting up. You miss those days? All
right. I saw Flu Rona. They got a new variant called Ivy or some shit like that.
I don't know.
Like, after Omicron, yeah. Let me look it up.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I'm right. Ivy. It was detected in France.
Yeah, I don't even... I'm just taking January easy. We had that wine event. I'm like, let me just chill. Yeah. I ain't going to do nothing for my birthday.
Yeah.
Just going to chill. Just going
to
chill.
Wait for the heat to come back and kill it.
Reassess next month,
I guess. Like, when that was said, everyone thought that was like the most interesting thing ever.
Oh, man. Some niggas drank bleach, so To each his own, yo. To each his own. Let go and let God.
Yo, I forgot about that. Disinfected the inside.
Yeah, they bleachers. Bleach mob.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yo, what a time.
It's been a long year.
Yo, time is flying. I forgot about that.
I mean, tomorrow's a year since when they stormed the Capitol.
Word. I remember that like it was yesterday, actually.
As you're listening to these listeners, this is the anniversary.
That's wild.
Yeah, man. That is wild. It's been a crazy 2 years we're coming on, but yeah.
Still here.
What a journey. Yeah. Mad Zooms, house party. That's why I'd be chuckling when people were like, yeah, the pandemic era back in the pandemic. Do you know what planet are you living on?
Yeah, still here.
Yeah, I don't even know how to like characterize this. I'd be like, yeah when COVID was at its highest, or like it's like it's just an ongoing thing.
Yeah. Ventilators, what a time.
They've been different. Not eras, different chapters of this, but I don't know how to. Yeah,
but it's not. I don't think it's as bad as it was in 2020.
Like that's the thing. Yeah, I just don't know how to like.
Like the only thing on the news on every single channel.
Yeah. See, that's a very distinct time.
Yeah.
When it was
I've never watched so much news in my life. Like.
Yep. Everything was closed, and then slowly you could just go to a window and get some food. Like, and now gradually. Those were different times. Those were definitely different times. Yeah. Well, Happy New Year, everyone.
Word. Happy New Year. You got anything else, man?
No. Be safe, y'all.
we actually gave them an hour and a half.
Damn. Look at they that. Deserve it.
They deserved it. And it's been 8 weeks.
Yeah.
Made up for lost time. Oh, man. As always, people, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys rate, share, subscribe. Go check out the YouTube channel. I have the full-length video clips up there of all episodes. Go back to the catalog. We got everything. Yeah, man, thank you for the love, the support. Make sure you guys keep doing that. We're going to keep bringing more episodes in the new year. Happy New Year to everybody. Until next time, I'm schooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.